With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hjärtligt välkomna ska ni vara till slut kommer någon skratta avsnitt någonting. Jag heter Peter Wries och jag sitter här med Soran Ismail.
Hej hej.
Aron Flam.
Hej hej.
Aron.
Jag tror att du kommer vilja ta om den där för din egen skull. Okay. När du lyssnar såhär. Och bara du får göra som du vill. Jag börjar om. Ta det lugnt.
Anders. Jag vill bara säga en sak.
Ah, 12 minuter. Hjärtligt välkomna ska ni vara till slut kommer någon skratta med mig Peter Wries. Jag sitter här med Soran Ismail.
Hej hej.
Aron Flam.
Tja.
Och vår gäst idag är ingen mindre än Al, Weird Al Pitcher.
Weird Al Pitcher, Yankovic took it.
Bastard. How are you?
I'm very good, glad påsk, everybody.
Glad påsk,
yeah. Is it too late for that?
No, no. It's too soon.
Never too late.
But what he did for us.
Jesus.
That guy, yeah.
Judas.
Both, yeah. Actually.
Out of this group, who's Judas?
Well, it would be... probably Soran.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd betray.
How did you pronounce it?
Judas.
No. The
Posk.
Happy Easter, yes.
Glad Posk.
All right.
What is
and you?
Pesk? Nej, glad Posk.
Pesk.
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 Have you been eating curve?
Yes, I've been eating mini curve.
Okay. All right.
Mini sausages. Prinskorv. Prinskorv.
He did... It's a big thing to do without anybody asking for it.
Hmm? Dying for our sins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we eat chocolate eggs
and
in
fuck
his name.
And fuck bunnies.
And fuck bunnies, yeah.
In his name.
But it's been some Muslim shit too, right?
Do we have to get into the religion?
Because it's been Pesach. Yes, like the Jewish Easter.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't.
We eat eggs, too.
We sit this one out.
No bunny fucking.
Tap out.
Yeah, we take a knee on this one.
Yes. The thing is, though, I think this one is supposed to come out...
In the summer.
So, okay. The least...
We should talk about is Easter.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
No. I should have told you.
He's okay. Not...
So let's start over.
No, we'll just keep on going.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah, we'll just let people know that we recorded this in April.
Did you know that OJ maybe did it? He maybe did it.
Have you been watching the 3 or 4 programs that OJ
sponsored?
What? Yeah, no, he's got like, he's really on TV all the time now.
Yeah, no, I saw the Netflix series, because there is one on SVT as well, or is that the
same
one?
Yeah, I think it's the same one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen I think we've seen 8 out of 10 or something like that.
Okay.
But apparently maybe he did it.
Yeah.
But in the other two, you get to see how he didn't do it.
And also, I think that series might be sponsored by the Kardashians. It is ridiculous how often they're in that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Kim. Dude, it's a 9-year-old girl at the time. Who would...
Who really cares?
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. There's that connection,
of that
there?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, in the TV movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, with... what's his face?
With Ross.
Yeah, Ross
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer.
No, I can't take anything serious when he's in.
No, exactly.
And Cuba Gooding Jr. plays OJ. Yes. Pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard he's
Cuba
good.
Does everything.
And the guy who plays Johnny Corcoran is really good as well. But it's just they shoehorned in the Kardashian thing.
All the time they do it. It's like
in like one interview, somebody says their surname wrong, and then they cut to all the Kardashian kids sitting in front of the television. How hard is it? Is it K-A-R-D-A-S-H-I-N-S, Kardashians? And then they're like, Kardashians, Kardashians.
Yeah.
It's just
that's
so
a scene in this.
What wow, is
this?
I didn't know.
How did you guys fit this in?
Yeah, and also David Schwimmer, who plays Robert Kardashian, their father, as they're out eating dinner, and he's talking about, we're Kardashians, we don't do things for fame and glory, we stick with our friends, and it's just so
loyalty
stupid.
Is more yeah. important to us than fame. we're the Kardashians, quote unquote.
Because we're Kardashians, damn it!
What is this series about?
Would you put fame before loyalty?
I think I am.
You're doing it terribly. Yes. You're doing it terribly.
Oh, am I? All right.
Yes.
How so?
Do you see yourself
as
a loyal person?
You need to have
person?
More fame. If this is the fame, you've traded for the loyalty.
Well, I wasn't going for... Well...
I think you meant he's more loyal than famous.
No.
No.
Okay, you're more famous than loyal.
Well,
he's
it's
trying.
Really a very even run in a low risk.
No, but OJ is up for parole this year.
Yes.
And that's probably why he's got 5 shows. He's keeping the brand
he's like
out
the
there.
Ed Sheeran of real documentaries. He's just got everything out of the
I got yeah. a question. I have a question.
Yeah.
On parole.
On parole.
What do you mean?
He's up for parole.
Was he not acquitted?
No, he's gone in again for this robbery in Vegas.
Yeah, he stole his own memorabilia.
What does this mean? What are you guys saying?
He did like an armed robbery. He did a meeting in a hotel room in Vegas and went in with guns. And stole his own sports memorabilia.
Shirt and stuff like that.
Why?
For money.
It's OJ, isn't it?
He needs money.
He got away with murder.
Yeah.
You think he didn't think he wasn't going to get away with this?
Armed robbery?
Obviously he was.
I get it, but I just don't know why he would take his own shirt or memorabilia or whatever it was.
Because he needed money.
Because it's another fun court
case. Just do another movie.
One Nobody wants to have OJ in their movie.
Naked Gun was classic, though.
Yeah, but that was before.
All right,
before the trouble.
I would guess everybody would want OJ's story. OJ wrote the script on this one. You'd watch that, whatever it was.
But I don't think criminals are allowed, according to law, to make money off of their own stories.
But he was acquitted before
from the murder thing.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
But absolutely. Didn't he have to pay a whole shitload of money? He won that as well? Because there's two cases, wasn't there? It was like a civil case as well. And then didn't they have to...
All right.
And they kind of found him guilty.
Okay. I have no idea.
Obviously.
But why didn't OJ just take a few photos and sign them and then just sell them off? Exactly. Rather than stealing his own shit.
Did he ever write that... I know I've heard like talk show hosts joke about that he was going to write, or he wrote a book called If I Did It, This Is How I Do It.
That's right, yeah.
Did he write that book?
Yeah, there's kind of a series. Yeah.
He seems like the most fucked up person ever. Have you guys have seen Chappelle's new specials?
I've seen the first one.
No, I've only seen 15 minutes of the first
He speaks
one.
About his meetings with the Jews. He's met the Jews on three or four several occasions, and he just tells those stories.
I thought it was good.
It was really good. Yeah, I thought
the stories or the special.
Both
the Jews,
Jews.
That's OJ's nickname, the Juice.
Uh huh.
Because OJ is orange juice, so he was called the Juice.
Juice.
But when Soren says the Jews, it sounds...
He meets the Jews.
Yeah. No, sort of. The Jews. fuck the Jews.
Do you think Netflix...
The Jews killed.
...is good for comedy? They seem to have a stranglehold now of...
Yeah.
They do it like... Do you think it's good?
What?
Well,
apart from... You do some specials, don't you? You put them out.
Yeah.
No, like Netflix do this one a week.
Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer, a truckload millions. Of money just to produce a stand-up for them. You think that's good or bad?
I think that's good.
Yeah.
What's your thought?
I don't know. I think...
I think it makes Comedy Central, forces them to up their game.
But they're getting like $60 million to do like three...
Yeah.
So, you know...
Dollars.
Yeah.
It's...
nothing.
No, it's...
crazy.
It's yeah, it's a lot of money.
But I just think it's just quite a weird... It's just becoming like a kind of a Spotify of comedy special. It used to be like... I mean... A couple of years ago, it was all about Louis C.K. getting his own thing and paying it, and you know, I'm going to put this out. Let's beat the system. Let's beat the money grabbers. Right. And then they go, "Here's $40 million." And he goes, "Fuck it. Take it. Thanks a lot."
I think it's not a problem now, but I could see how it could become one if you have especially larger names who only do specials because Netflix asks them to, like they don't have any drive from within other than the cash that's been.
I don't really see the problem. There's always been like comedy is comedy. I mean, if it's funny, it's funny. It doesn't really have to be. I mean, Louis C.K. obviously talks about realer issues than some other people, but I don't really see, considering how tragic the world is, how this would be a problem in any way, shape, or form.
But whatever somebody's talking about, it usually comes from, like, you've thought of this and you go out.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. I saw Louis C.K.'s latest.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate his fight against the Gregorian calendar because, you know, I've been fighting the same fight for quite some time.
Right.
So has Soran, but half-heartedly.
Yeah,
he's just always late.
I'm not as committed as Soran is.
But I recognized one of the jokes that he did.
Okay. From what?
From, oddly enough, when me and Branne did a set at like a basement in New York.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking if you're getting paid like $20 million and you need to shit out a bunch of specials, then what you do is you pay a bunch of joke writers or poorer comedians for shit you like. And then as Louis C.K. has obviously become quite apt at doing, you fill up the rest of the time with imitations.
But do you think this whole 1 hour producing 1 hour a year is? I don't think his quality is as good as when he first.
That's almost true for any comedian's career. People like the first on average, the first special is the best, at least material wise, because it's the material that you've been dragging on and owning for 10 years. And then you release it, and then you have 1 year to come up with a new special like Daniel Tosh, and you feel, finally, I'm going to get to say what I want, and then you do it, and nobody fucking likes it.
I disagree, though. I would say like the second or third one is usually the best. Like the first one is, like you said, it's all the material they've been, like from the beginning, and then they get their own fans, and they get a little bit bolder, and they...
I think the first one is kind of a greatest hits, while the second or third is more of a show.
Yeah.
And I don't
know... Because you have to get it...
Yeah. And I don't know if people want to see a show. They maybe just want to see...
But also, is that... I don't think it's a problem that, like, if you do one a year, that your 13th one isn't as good as your 6th one, because they're... It's about producing new material and new comedy.
I agree.
It's not one and each for themselves. Like, you have to love... This has to be the best one. This has to be the best one. This has to be the best one. Because that's what's been holding a lot of comedians back, I think. Like, all right, that I don't have as good as an ending joke on this one, so I can't do a new one.
No.
And then you just do the same material over and over again.
Yeah, I just put... I think it's like music, you know, if you put an album next to... You know,
yeah.
Like I really like U2, and the stuff that they produce now is not as good as, you know, the first few albums. But I just think it's good to. I think someone like Bill Burr has matured into doing an hour each time. I think he's getting better, but I don't think Louis C.K. is as good as, you know. Right.
And I think Dog Stanhope had like seven albums in a row that were just continually upwards, and then a bridge to Norway, recorded in Oslo, and then it's just a downward slope. Fucking.
Who are some of your favorite comedians, Al?
I really like a guy called Billy Connolly, who's like Scottish. Yeah. He's now got Parkinson's, and I went and saw him in London, and he came out, and it was a bit weird. He doesn't need to do the shows, but he just loves performing.
Yeah.
So he comes out, and he's just, he used to walk around and do stuff, but he just stands there. It was pretty grim. It was, you know, the first 10 minutes, you're like, oh, shit, he's not got long to go, this guy.
Yeah. But, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. that's real uplifting.
Yeah.
I prefer British comedy. I prefer the person not to win the race. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas I think American comedy is a bit like, then I had like a three-way and, you know, this and I snorted cocaine. And
no, that's, you know, Morton.
The Swede in New York.
Yeah.
I've only seen I haven't seen his second album yet. I've just seen that first.
Hey, you should watch it.
Okay, I'll have to have a look at that.
Thoughts on Ricky Gervais?
He's thin again, or is he fat again?
On his comedy.
He's like Peter Brista with darker hair, I think.
That's something brilliant to put on the poster, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about talent.
No, you that's how I...
he doesn't have to add that part to the poster.
Nope.
He's coming here, isn't he, in July?
Oh, he is?
In a month's time.
Yeah.
He's been.
Yeah, he might have been just.
God, that
here.
Calendar messes me up. Really does.
So, where is thoughts on his comedy? Because he is British, but he's boastful and like he has a British sense of style. But he's not really. He wins.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah, he wins.
Yeah, but you know what? I actually did one of my first open spots, and he was hosting, and he was just starting doing comedy, and he is. I would say he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
I don't care about that. What do you think about his comedy? What's the question?
I'm sure he's shit. No, what I think he did really well was he did a really strong themed show. So he did science, he did animals, and it was really, it was almost like a PowerPoint presentation. I've heard that this show, I've heard that this latest one called Humanity is like, wow, God, the things he gets away with. Okay. But when I watch Swedish comedians, I feel that you guys are a lot darker than, you know, in material, not in skin, of what you do. You know, I think some of the topics that you guys talk about, I'm like, shit, you can't say that. So I think he's quite lame compared to, I think when he first came, he was quite shock, and then he went through a phase, and now I think he's coming back out to be quite shock. But shock in the mainstream.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You get in front of like 10,000 people that he's going to do at Globen or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to get people going, oh, you can't say that. But if you go to a comedy club in Stockholm or anywhere in Sweden and you see someone, they're going to be talking about subjects that I'm a bit like, oh.
Right, obviously. But I mean, does he just, is he funny to you?
I went through, the problem with Ricky Gervais is he produced The Office. He wrote The Office.
What's the problem with that?
He can't be touched, as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, he could do anything.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what he does now, for me, I think that is just a work of... I think it's close to genius, that. Yeah.
I really like... not like a lot of stuff he's done, and especially I think he's brave for... Like, for instance, doing that, doing The Office, and also afterwards, we call Pilkington, the different kind of shows that they've been doing, they're not just... He did one hit show and he just keeps on going.
He did
doing
Extras,
the same.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah,
as well.
Extras is great. Yeah,
Derek, really good.
Do you and I think like I say he's brave. Just what he did at the Oscars and Golden Globe.
Oh yeah,
Golden
yeah.
Globe. One. Sorry, Alan.
Roasting all the.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's professionality, not bravery.
No,
I don't think it's that brave, though, in the mainstream in what he does. But it still shocks.
You know, there's tons of people and nobody's done it as the way he did. And not just in that way. I think
Don Rickles.
Very few have been as mean
I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, I think they're amazing. Like, I think
they're great.
They really hit the spot sometimes.
They absolutely do. But people love them. They don't like Ricky. Like, they've grown up, or not grown up, but they've had their professional careers there. He's like a foreigner who comes over there.
Yeah.
And even though he's a famous foreigner, they're not okay with him.
Yeah. It's sort of the same for John Oliver.
Yeah.
Now he says
we
and our country.
Yeah.
And I think that gets to some people in America.
I'm provoked.
Yeah.
Speak American English.
It's crazy with John because I know him. Yeah, really good mates. And it's just the last time I went to New York, we tried to meet up, but the only time I saw him was he was on the side of a bus, you know. It's just mad how great and how amazing it's gone.
Yeah.
Their ratings are...
I think he's quite good, but he's also a fucking communist.
All right, thanks for the input. But the ratings are insane because what I don't know, how much viewers does a good show in the States have?
A couple million.
That's great.
Yeah.
When they put out something that he does on YouTube, especially they had the Donald Trump, obviously that was spectacular because it was post-election and everything. It got, like, during the inauguration, it had around 20 million views in a couple of days.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, and they're very smart because they just post everything, the entire episode in itself, on YouTube right after it's aired.
Yeah.
And that's very clever. So
John was the best at dying at a gig I've ever seen.
What does that mean?
Like bombing.
What does that mean?
If it was going really bad, he could turn it around to the point where he would be a hero.
All right.
You know, like people go self-deprecation.
Yeah.
This isn't going good. He was the king at that.
On or off stage?
On stage.
He's like...
Oh, no. He's
England's us.
But he had like one time he did an Edinburgh show, had three people and they walked out like 20 minutes into a show. You know, he was a very Marmite kind of Marmite.
But is he an American citizen though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's married to
a... Oh, he has a green card. He doesn't have his citizenship.
When he first did the Daily Show and he was a guest, you know, the UK guest on it.
Yeah.
He had no green card. He was paying rent for a flat that was more than he was earning. He was losing money. And then all of a sudden it just turned around. John Stewart
Best
went on holiday.
Best dying you've ever seen.
Yeah. But he's amazing. Yeah. I think it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I think so too. He's great.
For a communist.
He should.
Yes, I think he's doing well. I think making a lot of money for a communist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He should be filling out... John Stewart's shoes. I wish
instead of Trevor Noah.
Yeah,
I think it would be great if John Stewart came back now, with it being in June and the North Korea thing that happened.
Trevor Noah does make John Oliver seem less of a communist.
Who do you like chat shows?
I love me.
But you don't have a chat show.
I sort of do.
Colin Farrell. Yeah,
that's true.
What?
Colin Farrell. Do you like Colin Farrell?
What do you mean, like penis size wise, or
I don't know about his penis. No, just Colin Farrell.
Just talent.
Not really.
What problems do you have with Colin Farrell?
That surprises me.
No real problems. I just, you know, his name, it sort of flashes movies that I've seen with him in my mind, but I can't really say I liked any of them a lot.
So you don't dislike him either.
We can make a pretty decent remake of In Bruges with Al and Aaron.
Oh, I've seen In Bruges, yeah, but he didn't stand out in that one. You know, Bruges stood out, which is a tough thing.
Do you mean Bruce?
No, Bruges.
No, Bruges. I mean the city Bruges stood out over his acting.
Hmm.
Bruges is a very brown city.
What do you mean, Brussels?
Brussels heter Bruges på engelska.
No, Brussels.
Brussels.
But the movie was called
In Bruges.
In Bruges.
Because they were in Brussels.
He was also in one where he was in a phone box. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to call, we'll kill somebody.
Like the longest call in the world. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to see this.
Was that him? I thought it was Spider-Man. For me, in my mind, that's...
Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
No.
It was Spider-Man getting changed. Yes. No, that was Superman.
And the guy on the other line? Kiefer Sutherland.
Really?
Yep.
The guy 24. From the guy from Jaws.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. I sort of remember that movie. I really liked The Phone Booth. I think it did a good job.
It really stood out.
Yeah. But I can't say I remember him.
I liked that movie.
What movies do you like, Al?
We had a new...
No pornos.
Do you know who I really like? Taika Waititi, who's done... he did Into the Wilderness.
Into the Wild?
No, not Into the Wild. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Boy, he did Boy. He did Wait in the Shadows. You know the...
I haven't seen any of these.
You haven't seen the Shadows one, the vampire one?
Yeah,
Yeah. What we do in the shadows.
Yeah.
He directed that, and then he did Into
that
the
one was really good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Wilder people, something like that.
Hunt for the Wilder People.
And,
he did Boy, Eagle versus Shark.
Oh, Eagle versus Shark is really good.
Green Lantern, Peter.
Oh, that's.
And he's also doing. He's doing the next Thor or something like that.
Yeah,
he's filmed that. So.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah.
They really liked the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer was
you don't
really
strike
good.
Me as a superhero kind of guy.
I don't.
Oh, no.
I just showed you Captain America's shield on my bedroom wall.
And he's got Captain America's mask right there.
But I was in your bedroom and you were saying, I thought it was a way of getting me in there, you're saying. Come and look at my shield.
But also, isn't that what they're supposed to be like, superheroes?
Yes,
yeah. you're not supposed to see them as superheroes.
That's right. I wear glasses in my civilian life.
He's a great disguise. Whatever he does good as a superhero, he does bad as a civilian.
Human being.
Yeah.
Nobody ever suspects him.
It evens everything out.
Are you into comics and all that?
I used to be. I don't.
No.
Really.
Are you saying you've grown up?
No, not really. I just... No.
What happened, Aaron?
I don't know.
Comics do to you?
They turn digital, I think.
Okay, yeah.
But they still have, like,
you
comics.
You can still go to it.
I have an iPad, but it's not the same. I don't
know. No, you can get the paper.
Yeah, but it's...
In print.
In Sweden, it's kind of hard to get
comic books. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I saw Win It All. Have you guys seen that movie?
Win It All.
With, I don't know any names.
No, after 7 years of doing this podcast, we know, everybody knows, you don't know any names.
It came out this year.
Okay.
It's with Nick from New Girl.
Okay.
And
his name is Nick Johnson, I think.
No, but it's something similar. It's like Jake Johnson. It's
Jake Johnson, it is.
Yeah, it is the most unmovie-like movie name ever. And then the other is... have you guys seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yes. Yes.
The little bit chubby older guy who is in love with a Latina girl.
Joe Lotrulio.
Yes.
Yes.
He also
and
plays.
Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele.
All right.
Yes.
I do like the way you look at your phones, but if you're just listening to it, you go, holy shit, he's got a wealth of information.
Pet then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you thought like I had it. I have zero. If this was the information I had based on looking on my phone.
So what is Win It All about?
He's a fucking loser, and he
Jake Johnson.
Yeah,
alcoholic
and gambling, a loser.
Classic.
His the Petrullio Indulio guy.
Petrullio.
Yes, he wants him. It's his brother. He wants to come work for him, and he doesn't want to. And a friend of his comes over with a bag and says, "Just store this for me while I'm in prison for 6 months, and I'll pay you $10,000." But don't look at it, don't smell it, don't do anything with it, don't touch it. And he's not a criminal like that you want to have.
Did he give him his penis or something?
No, and it turns out there's a lot of shit in there, but some of it was money. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to, he talks to his sponsor, I'm just going to take 500 of these. And as soon as I win, I'm just going to put the 500 back and just keep on the winning spree. And he's like, this is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. No, you're a loser. Everything you do, you just, every story, you're a loser. He's like, you're my sponsor. What am I going to tell you? All my great stories? It is quite dark and quite funny, but it was also kind of good. It's a lot of anxiety. Like, how do you guys feel about watching those even movie or reality shows? When people fail, do you feel the anxiety with them? Like, for Lyxfällan, for instance. Can you watch it and are you entertained or do you feel angst?
I cry when I watch Antique Rundan.
That is what?
Why?
Dude.
So do
no,
I.
No, if they, if so they, and they, they're in there and they go, I don't know what it is. I just found it in my shed. And they go, they go, there's 30,000 kronor. And they're like, and I'm gone then. I'm literally gone with it.
I don't cry.
They close my mind.
I prefer the British one.
Oh, yeah.
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, I like that one more.
Because the Jeopardy.
Because they're civilized and they don't start crying.
No, but you know what I feel? It's rarely anything that changes anybody's life, and I want to be. I get that, like I said, 30,000, and that's very rare that something costs that much.
Yeah,
and it's. I'm sure it's great, but it doesn't help her or her family to like even go on a entire vacation for all five of them that they want to do. They can pay off some debt, so maybe they'll have it easier for a few months or a year. That's awesome, of course, but it's just not the, you know, it's millions. Here you go. This will change your life. Like Extreme Home Makeover, they do the job. They know how to, you know, get you. It's everybody, and they get like, oh, your dad hasn't been home for 5 years. He's in Iraq. We got him back. What? How does this show has this much pull?
to look at the new kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. A special message from President Trump.
Exactly. We're bombing your house. What?
No,
I feel I don't really like I'm because of stand up. I think I'm inoculated to feeling cringe in socially awkward real situations. But I think what got me into comedy is kind of a sensitivity to it, like when I was a child. And I still cringe in front of sitcoms because there's always this socially awkward moment in every episode of every, at least one.
Yeah.
And I can just go, I can just shut down. The same if I, like, if I'm alone watching TV, if I watch, like, Svenska Miljonärer or Paradise Hotel, I go, like...
Why do you point? You pointed at me and said Svenska Miljonärer and then pointed
because
at Zoran and
sort
said
of
Paradise Hotel.
Like,
it should probably be the other way around because he's a Swedish millionaire and I'm the type of guy who watches Paradise Hotel.
He would be in it if they let him.
Yeah.
No, but would you do it if they invited you on it?
No, of course not.
What?
No, I would do... I would probably yes, do...
You'd do it for a laugh. Come on.
Maybe, but I'd get like a bunch of henna tattoos on my body to fit in. And I'd probably get voted out immediately.
I don't think so. Nobody dislikes you.
It could be the Win It All remake. Win It All sounds a bit like Dumb and Dumber as well. Yeah. They do that with the money.
Oh, yeah, but...
Yeah, IOUs.
Yeah.
This is just...
Have you seen Dumb and Dumber 2?
No. Didn't go there.
I just watched the trailer and it's like, oh, you just rehashed old jokes from the first one. And made him worse.
But from what I understand, and I don't know how, because how old, we're kind of young when it came out. Autumn was a bit of conscious age.
Sorry, I need to call my mother.
All right, mother. Take a break. Take a break.
All good?
Yes.
Well, it'll be good.
All right, we're back. Oren has taken a call from his mother.
Yes, I have.
And she's very disappointed in him.
You want me to read the text?
Yes.
Ring för fan.
Oh,
wow.
That's, that's some serious shit.
Yeah. So so I did.
Yeah.
Yes. It's, he was being a good boy.
Yeah.
What?
But it was okay. Everybody, what? Everything's okay.
I didn't even like show you the knife emojis with the dripping blood.
Everybody's rebellious to a certain point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then their mom's like, call.
Listen, yeah, if they once participated in circumcising you, you know that knives with blood's dripping from them.
That might be your obsession with knives then.
That might have something to do with it. Yes, absolutely. But also, I think there's a real fear of matriarchy.
And fear.
In your knife hoarding?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and maybe just
a castration complex.
Maybe you're just tooling yourself up just in case it all goes to shit.
That's what he's saying.
That's usually that's what I say when I get a new knife. Look, a tool within a tool.
But you did tell me that you seem to buy them late at night.
Yes. Inebriated online.
Yeah. Well, I do that as well. I just got home and I had to pick up a package from something I bought on Kickstarter. I usually go in when I'm drunk, go in on Kickstarter and fund some projects. And I'm still waiting for like three different kinds of headphones that I've purchased. And also I'm waiting for my season sticks, which are small sticks of seasoning that you push into the meat so it seasons. Oof. From within.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched a video when I was sober and it's like, this is brilliant. I'm actually glad I put money into this to make this happen.
That's a Kickstarter, yeah. Season stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sends me the funniest clips. Last night he sent me a clip of the new Russian Terminator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But the package I got the other day was I had to pick it up at a solarium. What do you say? Yeah. Do you say solarium?
Solarium, yeah.
Yeah, which was weird. And when I got home, it's something for your back to give you a better posture. So it's this whole thing you put around your back, and then there's two pads that go down to your knees. So there, and then you pull next to your knees to tighten up, so you sit like really, really straight.
Like a brace.
Like a brace, yeah. It's a back brace.
Kind of gimp suit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in a sort of stuck.
Can I borrow it when you're done?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't even want to look at
That's Kickstarter as well. Do you just Google Kickstarters and go?
Oh. I go in on Kickstarter and then they have the explore page and like, this is the hottest thing right now. And it's like, oh.
Is there any ones that you pay for and then you become part of the idea?
Yeah, but then you probably have to
pay a lot of money.
Yeah, pay a lot of money to become an associate or.
I saw a similar thing, but with porn.
Okay,
there's a site
Kickstarter porn
seasoning stick.
No, people pay. They pay like tokens. You get tokens. They pay tokens, and people do stuff. They have different categories, and it's just a bunch of live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And for like X token, and they have their own settings, and it's really uneven. Somebody was like, for 1 million tokens, I'll show a tit. And someone's like, for 1 token, I'll shit into her mouth. they're uneven.
Then you don't really need a token. I mean, basically, you're saying, I'm going to shit in someone's mouth.
I'm cashing out.
You want to watch?
Watch. Someone's cashing out. Somebody's tapping out. It's different things.
But I saw it like a year and a half ago. Didn't we talk about it here? Like the porn couple who wanted to record in space?
Yeah, yeah.
Who were kickstarting. What happened to those guys? That was a brilliant idea.
They're dead in space.
Yeah.
What do you mean dead in space? I mean, this is an important...
They went up and they did the porn and it killed them. I'm guessing. I don't know when this is going to come out.
It's depressing, but I mean...
There's also a thing where people now, if they're in long distance relationships or they just don't want to leave the lounge, there's a sex toy.
Yes.
You can, kind of control.
Yeah. The app.
Yeah. Yes. But then people are now breaking into that, aren't they? They're like Anonymous and stuff are breaking into that.
What? They have really lost their grip on what? What?
They used to I don't know any more hackers apart from Anonymous.
Anonymous is breaking into down people's dildos. And fucking pocket.
Yeah, I'm not going to count this as rape. I'm sorry, I'm not going to.
Nobody said it was.
Someone will. Trust me. It's not going to take long.
Here is the crowdfunding project for Pornhub Space Program, Sexploration. They wanted $3.4 million.
Reasonable.
And I think raised $236,000.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I have the kind of money they need, but I mean, if Elon Musk can't sponsor this, now he seriously?
Should, yeah, he should probably.
So it'll be like a webcam thing in space.
Yeah, yeah.
But when a man
ejaculates,
that's just going to go everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's going to be.
It's going to like float.
It's going to be.
And she's going to science fly at its best.
She's going to have to headbutt it.
We're gonna have to see what they come up with.
She's gonna be like, come on my tits, and it's gonna be like, I'm really trying.
Yeah.
I can't promise anything.
Yeah. You're
But I how is this possible? Sorry, don't they have to have their protective suits and
not for weightlessness.
Depends if they want a baby.
Why are they No, but why is everybody in space? There's a reason why everybody just
they have spacesuits. Have you ever watched a...
No.
Okay.
What?
Well, they're not in spacesuits like all the time.
No, when you see them in the space station, they're like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still floating about.
Right. Naked.
Yeah, they could be naked.
They could be naked.
If you want to.
They're surprisingly rarely naked.
If you use your imagination, is that what you're saying?
No. Yeah, no.
They can be if you just want them to
be.
Well,
they don't...
They have to take showers and stuff up there, so they're probably naked when they take showers.
Do you sweat
in space?
The same?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I would assume you sweat less.
What about going to the toilet and stuff? There must be a thing where you have to lock yourself down.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah,
I haven't even thought about that.
They do exercises and shit because of muscle atrophy, because they're in like zero gravity.
Food is supposed to taste like shit in space.
Astronaut food.
Yeah, it's worse than airplane food. Astronaut food is the worst.
Oh,
it's the next level.
I can't wait for all those jokes.
Exactly. Comedians going to
once say. Space travel becomes a thing.
And I was in the space, and then I pushed the button, and they let it go back. Yeah. Oh, what a difference that made.
Yeah.
Although I did watch Star Wars, The Force Awakens, with my son for the first time. He saw Star Wars.
How old is he?
Like six.
Has he shown any signs of being a Jedi yet?
No, but he was like, I really enjoyed that. I love the storm flies. And I was like, stormtroopers, you idiot. So that kind of took away a little bit.
Yeah,
he's
probably a Sith then.
Didn't really take any notice.
I think we discussed that earlier, but because you guys realize that is not a great movie. Star Wars is not that great that people would go out and camp for it if it wasn't for the whole story around it. Like, they built the cult.
That is
cult.
Great. Makes it a great
movie. No. Like, Lord of the Rings, that movie alone is like, that is so good that you would go watch it. But now, if you have it's like football. If you're not brought up with it and you're emotionally invested in it, you don't get that caught up in it that you're
not
like,
true.
Oh my God, this is a religion. Nobody ever watched a Star Wars movie for the first time in the 30s and is lost in that.
I think it's possible.
I don't care what you think.
No.
No.
You can't just say, I think it's possible.
I think it's not possible.
I don't know.
You're one of them who
yeah,
in
but
this.
Think,
you're in,
but
you're
if
very
you
biased.
Look at what Star Wars is. It's colorful characters. Amazing scenery.
It's terribly done.
Well, you're talking
about the terrible
movies.
The latest ones are a little bit of a salute to the old ones.
Yeah, but he hasn't seen the old ones. He's only seen episode 1, 2, and 3.
You can't even...
No, are you saying 1, 2, and 3? 1 came out in 2004 or 5,
something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I also seen the...
The old ones.
Yeah. It is god-off. Everything is... It's like a high school movie done today, a college movie.
No,
it is. It's not good. It's not awful, but it's not good.
I don't think, as an adult, you'd watch it and go, "This is amazing."
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, I think I.
But
I
you
agree
can't.
With that.
But you can watch Lord of the Rings as an adult and be like, "Wow, that's a great movie." But you can't. You can't for the first time ever watch a Star Wars movie as an adult. pizzas.
If that's Chewbacca at the door, this will freak me out. And he's got a package. It's got full of money, and then he's got to spend it.
This is not a part. His dealer is here.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's early.
And he's also quite nervous because he's not. It's not good for a dealer that we're recording everything that happens when he walks in. All right.
It's the worst. Guess. The worst police surveillance ever.
All right. Well, so we're
no. Came but to that have you seen Rogue One, Star Wars?
Yeah, I've seen them all, but I. The problem with me was Jar Jar Binks. Let's you know.
Yeah. The fat guy.
No, that's
Jar. That's Jabba the Hutt.
Oh.
Jar Jar Binks is the silly one. Yeah. Ahmed is doing a brilliant impression on.
See, right, your lack of interest really scares me.
Yeah.
Because I think you do it on purpose. Wars, you knew Jar Jar Binks wasn't the fat.
No, I actually thought that Jar Jar Binks is a really, really fat.
No, it's Jabba the Hutt.
There's a
what movie is he in?
Jabba the Hutt is in Star Wars of the Jedi.
See?
Is back.
So he's in Star Wars.
8-.
He's in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yes, I hope that came clear.
Arnold's drug dealer said something.
No, but there's a theory online that Jar Jar Binks is actually a Sith Lord, a really powerful Sith Lord, and once Episode One came out and everyone hated him, they scrapped that idea.
Okay. It's such a weird thing, isn't it? There's a theory online.
Yeah.
Like
the obsession.
Some guy.
But there are theories online. Lots of them.
I know. Yeah. I know. For instance, one that the moon landing didn't actually happen.
No, there's several about the moon landing.
I would say there are actually more.
And Joe Rogan watched one of them because there's a YouTube clip where he explains his stance on the moon landing, why he changed his stance. He used to not believe it happened, and now he believes it happened. And the reason he didn't, because I saw a really compelling documentary.
Compelling.
And he's not even ashamed when he's like, this is a real argument. This is really, yes, this, it's embarrassing. But anyways, there's a lot of theories online. And it's weird that this, you could start a theory. If you just write something.
It's backed up with a lot of evidence.
Oh my God.
But the weird thing is, when Neil Armstrong actually walks, he takes a shit on the moon and the shit flies past Buzz Aldrin's head.
And it wouldn't fly in that velocity.
Yes, no, exactly. Communist.
Yes.
So what is...
What is what?
I don't know. How can you... How would you rank Star Wars?
The movies?
The movies. How high? Like top?
Okay. No, well, I was...
Merchandise-wise, very good.
Yeah. No, but I thought... If you meant, what's the word?
They shaped.
You can say a Swedish word.
Ja, men alltså till de varandra. Så
No. Just say Star Wars compared to other. And you can use the best movies. Star Wars movie if you want, or the entire series, or whatever you want.
I'll use the best Star Wars movie for this.
It's comparison. Top.
And it's Episode 5.
Is it L? In your opinion
Empire
as well?
Empire Strikes Back.
Is the fifth one the best order?
See, I'm not that much of a fan that I don't. I just know the names. I don't know what they.
How highly do you rank that in all movies of all
but
time?
But I think people top. Usually underestimate the Ewok movie, the
sixth one.
No. The
standalone Ewok movie.
The standalone Ewok movie.
No, that's just terrible.
It was the only one I was allowed to watch as a child, so I prefer that one. But thus confirming Soran's theory.
You don't have to rank it.
In top 20.
It did shape my childhood. You'd sort of. I remember going.
But that did your Uncle Tom as well.
It also.
But I remember going to the movies. And
I think if it wasn't for the idea that at some point in the future there might be lightsabers, I don't think I would have been able to go on as a child.
Right, but that's what I mean. It changed so many people's lives.
But
and
it was like,
movies,
but
it was a huge deal.
It's also a good movie. It has one of the best twist endings in all of cinema
history. Spoiler alert.
The wedding explodes.
The wedding explodes. That's your guess.
No, but it was like you...
The wedding explodes.
You'd come out of the movies, you'd want to be Luke Skywalker. It was like Rocky when you came out, you wanted to fight.
But that's what
when
I
you
mean.
Watch Moonlight, you wanted to toss someone off on a beach.
It's a great analogy.
It took me ages to get to that joke.
It's a great analogy. It's Rocky. It's Rocky, it's Karate Kid, it's Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
But you're silly now, because Rocky obviously doesn't have lightsabers, nor can he control matter with his mind. So I don't really see...
Did he not?
...the resemblance. What was the other example you used?
Karate Kid.
He has like a funny kick.
He could catch a fly with chopsticks, though.
I don't really care, because that's not a lightsaber.
Yeah, and he also, did have a funny kick.
Also, he should use them to eat.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Catching flies. It's impressive, but it's not
important.
I also have a flugsmällare. Vad heter sådana kladd på? Flug som drar flugor till sig.
Ja, jag vet inte vad de heter.
They're sticky.
Papper.
And
fly trap.
Flugpapper.
Flugpapper.
Yeah.
I like that.
How's your Swedish coming along?
Bra tack.
Yeah. Good. Is Frank helping you out? We discussed that in your pod.
Still not there. But we went to New Zealand in January, and my daughter, who's three, couldn't speak English so well. I was a bit worried. And then she just got it. Now she speaks English after like 2 months.
That's
so
great.
I think the kids...
How old is she?
Three.
Right on.
What happened to Frank during those 2 months down there, language-wise?
Oh, he's fine with English.
Yeah, and... Because we got stuck in Kurdistan in 1993. I was from five years old for 6 months, and I forgot all Swedish, every word except for one, kom. When we got back, I just knew one word. Like I was fluent in Swedish, better Swedish than Kurdish. But then we were there for 6 months, and I forgot every single word.
So you came back walking around just saying kom.
Yeah, that was it. Then my neighbor Gabriel, my friend, that's all we needed though to play. Come.
How old were you?
Six.
Okay,
six.
So.
But what I but you guys still spoke Swedish to him there, his mom.
Yeah. And we speak Swedish at home,
even in New Zealand.
Sometimes. Yeah. My dad was
because I had no there was no Swedish influences in Kurdistan.
Does Frank make fun of your Swedish?
Oh, absolutely. Like, just stop it. And the problem with me now with Swedish is if I try to speak it...
People assume you...
My friend is basically just sort of saying, what are you doing? Like, this is you sound ridiculous.
It's like we're in gymnasium when I had an English class. So it was supposed to be, everything was supposed to be in English, and people are, and they like encourage like during the breaks and in the hallways, speak English.
Yeah.
And even in the classroom, it's just ridiculous. Everybody's like, hey, we all know Swedish. You're being a dick. This is not, it's lame. Even though it's good and this is what people wanted, that's what we
told. It's tough when it's so, you know, it's like SFE. When I went to SFE, who knows Swedish? No one puts their hand up. Straight into Swedish, and people don't know what's going on.
Shahakti kolla ivrit chili hanilo medaberivrit kokartov.
Yeah, the Hebrew is strong with the force.
No. I just said I
the Hebrew.
I've forgotten all my Hebrew.
Yes,
that's what I said in Hebrew, and I think that's pretty much all I can.
That's all you need to know. I've forgotten all my Hebrew. Petter has forgotten all his Hebrew.
Yeah,
even
but he lived in Saudi, didn't you?
No, Saudi. Indonesia, Malaysia.
Malaysia. Did you?
Yeah.
For how long?
2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But I was five.
Yeah. So now he hates women.
And you were part of some guerrilla movement?
Some guerrilla movement?
No?
No.
You were doing political activism? Or?
Yeah, as a five-year-old. Yeah.
He was doing political
stand-up. No, you were playing in a pool. I remember now.
No, did you not follow him on Insta? He was the Swede.
Yeah,
Malaysia.
Swedish toddler.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably wrap this up. Al, you're going on tour.
Yeah, in a few months.
Yeah?
Yeah. This fall.
This fall, yeah. It starts October sometime.
That's great.
It's called Sverige syndrome.
Yep.
Sverige syndrome. Cool. Is it on a web page? That
Alpitcher.com, all the dates.
Go on there. Gotta go go see him. I've never heard of anybody who hasn't seen Al who hasn't been absolutely
thoroughly amused.
They're, I'm going to take that.
They always, they let me know. That's why I don't know that they've seen you, and I ask, oh, what did you think? They tell me because they know that we're colleagues, and they all, oh, I saw, have you seen? Or they'll send me snaps.
Snapchat. Yeah, I've just got on Snapchat. I don't know what's going on.
You don't need to. It's okay. But you just need to know that people appreciate you, and people that listen need to go see Al if you want to have a good time. And if you don't go see Al.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
This is weird.
Yeah. And that's it for this episode.
I think so.
I don't think we have anything to plug because it's hard.
Glad Midsummer.
Yeah,
if you had a good one,
We'll have a good summer now ahead of us.
Yeah, looking forward to Brovala.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool. See you next week. Bye.
Hey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.